This is the Roots Rock Radio Show, number 149, rrradio.com. Hey everyone, welcome to the Roots Rock Radio Show, number 149. Your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. My name is Richard Taylor, and I'll be your host for the next hour or so. If you have an iPad or an iPhone 4, or I'm sure the other Android phones, you can listen to the Roots Rock Radio Show right from the main page at rrradio.com. Just click on the link for each show, and it should start playing for you. If you have problems, let me know. So here we are, just a stone's throw from the summer of 2011. Lots of grass mowing and spring cleanup around here this spring. I'll actually be mowing later today after I finish recording this show. I took the weed whacker apart to get it in shape for the summer. It needed a bit of cleaning and DW40 and a new spool of cutting line. I changed the oil and all the mowing equipment. Yard work and housework seems to be never ending, I'm sure you know what I mean. Getting ready for the summer barbecue season 2011. So what are you planning for the summer of 2011? You going to any concerts? You having your own barbecue? Shoot me an email, let me know, richard@rrradio.com. There are some concert tours this summer. The New York Dolls are actually going to be playing in Frederick, Maryland, but they are packaged with a bunch of hard rock bands that I don't care to see or pay their high ticket prices. Some dates in music history. 1960, the Silver Beatles, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, Stu Sutcliffe, and Tommy Moore played the first night of a short tour of Scotland backing singer Johnny Gentle in Claxmanshire. Three of the Silver Beatles adopted stage names. Paul McCartney became Paul Raymond, George Harrison was Carl Harrison, and Stuart Sutcliffe became Stuart DeStale. 1966, Pete Townsend and Roger Daltrey of The Who grew tired of waiting for John Entwistle and Keith Moon to arrive for their gig at the Ricky Tick Club in Windsor, England. So they took the stage with the bass player and drummer of the local band that opened the show. When Moon and Entwistle finally arrived, in the middle of the set, a fight broke out, with Townsend hitting Moon on the head with his guitar. Moon and Entwistle quit the band and rejoined a week later. In 68, the Beatles, armed with a bunch of new songs after their visit to India, met at George Harrison's home in Surrey. They taped 23 new songs on George's four-track recorder, many of which would end up on the Beatles' next two albums, The White Album and Abbey Road. The demos include Cry Baby Cry, Revolution, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, Blackbird, Child of Nature, which was a Lennon song that became Jealous Guy. 71, the Rolling Stones album Sticky Fingers started a four-week run at number one on the U.S. charts. The artwork for Sticky Fingers, which on the original vinyl release featured a working zipper that opened to reveal cotton briefs, was conceived by Andy Warhol. The album also featured the first usage of the tongue and lip design that had become the Rolling Stones trademark. Speaking of the Stones, there was a Rolling Stones song that Lennon and McCartney sang background vocals on. What was the name of that song? Answer later in the show. First up, Spanking Charlene. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. rrradio.com.
We'll be right back. Just to be with you. Saturday sail up on a Harlem rooftop. Looking down, I see a street party covering my block. Young men are doing chin-ups on a fire escape, while little girls are dancing to a serenade of a DJ on a mixing board calling out one for
just heard the New Heathens. We heard their tune 141 on the web, newheathens.com. They have a new album out. Hopefully I'll be getting a copy soon. Before that, we heard Jackknife Beat. We heard My Denying Eyes on the web, jackknifebeat.com. Before that, we heard Dahlia Wakefield. We heard her tune Full Moon on a Friday Night on the web, dahliawakefield.com. She's from Canada. And opening the set, we heard Spanking Charlene with their brand new single, Dismissed with a Kiss, on the web, spankingcharlene.com. I met the drummer Mo from Spanking Charlene in Baltimore when he was drumming for a New Heathens show. He's been keeping the Roots Rock Radio Show up to date with news about Spanking Charlene. This record is a result of winning Sirius XM's year-long Best Unsigned Band in America contest. They recorded two singles, Dismissed with a Kiss, which is available as a digital download from Wicked Cool Records, and iTunes. A second single will be released this summer, followed by the band's next album, Where Are the Freaks? Produced by Steven Van Zandt and mixed by Bob Clearmountain. I'm looking forward to the next single and their CD. We also played the Jackknife Beat in this last set, featuring Joe Mazzari. Joe was in a Boston band named The Daughters, who became a sporadic opening act and sometimes a backing band for Johnny Thunders from the New York Dolls. He ended up on several Johnny Thunders LPs. They get their name from a song by one of Joe's favorite guitar players, Rory Gallagher. Some more dates in rock and roll history. In 77, Television, one of my favorite bands, kicked off their first UK tour at the Apollo Theater in Glasgow, Scotland. Blondie was the opening act. So in 1970, two albums came out. The Beatles album, Let It Be, and at the same time, Paul McCartney's debut solo album, McCartney. I'm sure if the Beatles didn't break up, a lot of the songs from McCartney's solo album would have been Beatles songs. In 68, the Rolling Stones single Jumpin' Jack Flash. In 69, the Beatles started a five-week run at number one on U.S. singles chart with Get Back, the group's 17th U.S. number one single. Actually, Bob Dylan just had his birthday. He's 70 years old and still going. In 67, Procol Harum's A Whiter Shade of Pale entered the U.K. charts for the first time. 68, Simon & Garfunkel released Bookends. And in 66, another Stones single is at number one, Paint It Black. Next up, my goodness, you're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
in silence.
Drop dead fun, yeah, your heartless soul. And I found you face down, slung around 6 feet in a hole. Still wishing you were here. Well, I'm wishing I was too.
just heard from the Pistol Whippersnappers. We heard their tune, Rip My Heart Out, on the web, myspace.com, Pistol Whippersnappers. That was courtesy of MusicAlley.com from Mevio. Several songs in this set are from MusicAlley.com. Before that, we heard the Hickoids, the best liquor store. From Austin, Texas, on the web, Hickoids.com. Before that, we heard Battery Life. We heard their tune, Double Wide. You can find their records at AveryRecords.com. These days, Battery Life is known as the Curb Hounds. Opening the set, we heard My Goodness. We heard their tune, Come On Doll. On the web, MyGoodnessLovesYou.com. From Seattle, Washington, two-piece. Guitarist Joe Schneider and drummer Ethan Jacobson. So there's a note on BobDylan.com about him playing in China. From Bob himself, it says, to my fans and followers, allow me to clarify a couple of things about this so-called China controversy, which has been going on for over a year. First of all, we were never denied permission to play in China. This was all drummed up by a Chinese promoter who was trying to get me to come there after playing Japan and Korea. My guess is that the guy printed up tickets and made promises to certain groups without any agreements being made. We had no intention of playing China at that time. And when it didn't happen, most likely the promoter had to save face by issuing statements that the Chinese ministry had refused permission for me to play there. If anybody had bothered to check with the Chinese authorities, it would have been clear that the Chinese authorities were unaware of the whole thing. Bob continues, as far as censorship goes, the Chinese government had asked me for the names of the songs that I would be playing. There's no logical answer to that, so we sent them the set list from the previous 3 months. If there were any songs, verses, or lines censored, nobody ever told me about it, and we played the songs that we intended to play. Bob continues, everybody knows by now that there are a gazillion books on me either out or coming out in the near future. So I'm encouraging anybody who's ever met me, heard me, or even seen me to get in on the action and scribble their own book. Enough said. You can read the entire statement at BobDylan.com. Next up, Crankshaft in the Gear Grinders. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
Take a hole in the back. He picked up a guitar when he was a kid. And what did he do? Well, here's what he did. He plugged in that guitar and he started to play. And he started a fire still burning today. Chuck wrote the book, Chuck wrote the book.
Just heard Jonathan Burks. We heard his tune, Bruce City Blues, on the web, myspace.com, Jonathan Burks. Before that, we heard Jim Coyle. We heard his tune, Chuck Wrote the Book, dedicated to Chuck Berry, of course, on the web, myspace.com, Mr. Jim Coyle, from Boston, Mass. Before that, we heard Instant Hobo. We heard their tune, Side Door Slim, on the web, instanthobo.com. They're from Arizona. And opening the set, courtesy of Music Alley from Mevio, Crankshaft and the Gear Grinders. We heard their tune Pine Box Rotten on the web, crankshaftmusic.com. From their website, Born Into This World, from Gas Station Cassette Tape Collecting Semi-Truck Drivers. Crankshaft was introduced to blues, rock and roll, and R&B at a young age. In 1996, he traded a combination of oil wood stove to his uncle for his first electric guitar and amp. Some dates in rock and roll history. In 66, the Beatles recorded Yellow Submarine at Abbey Road Studios in London. Recovering from a case of food poisoning, George Martin missed this recording, so EMI engineer Jeff Emerick worked on the session. In 72, Mott the Hoople was splitting up. David Bowie offered them two of his new songs, Suffragette City, which they turned down, and All the Young Dudes, which they recorded. 67, the Beatles held a press party at manager Brian Epstein's house in London for the launch of the Sgt. Pepper's album. Linda Eastman was hired as the press photographer. In 73, Paul Simon released the single Kodachrome, which became a hit in the U.S. but was banned from airplay in the U.K. because it contained a brand name. I remember they had to change the lyrics for Lola from Coca-Cola to Cherry Cola for that same reason. That was the Kinks. 1978, Dire Straits released their first major single, Sultans of Swing, recorded on a 120-pound budget. That's about $200-some. 79, Eric Clapton held a party at his Surrey house celebrating his recent marriage to Patty Boyd. Clapton had set up a small stage in the garden, and as the evening progressed, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr ended up jamming together along with Clapton, Ginger Baker, and Mick Jagger. The all-star band ran through old Little Richard and Eddie Cochran songs. Happy birthday, Pete Townsend. So the answer to the question, John Lennon and Paul McCartney sang backing vocals on a Rolling Stones track. The track was We Love You. Dandelion was the B-side. Dandelion's a great song. From Wikipedia, recorded on June 12th, during the sessions for their Satanic Majesty's Request, We Love You is a song in a droning, Moroccan-influenced anthem of defiance. Outwardly, it was a message from the band to its fans, expressing appreciation for support in the wake of their recent drug busts. It was also an ironic, tongue-in-cheek slap in the faces of the police harassing them and the Stones' true feelings about it. We Love You is a psychedelic collage of jail sounds. It has tape-delayed vocal effects featuring a visiting Lennon-McCartney on high harmonies. The single opens with the sounds of an entry into a jail and the cell door clanging shut. The draconian nature of the sentences handed down to the two Stones relative to the charges prompted a stern editorial by the Times in protest. In 67, the Beatles were selected to represent the UK for the first ever global-wide satellite broadcast. The group agreed to be shown in the studio recording a song written especially for the occasion, scheduled for June 25th. John Lennon wrote All You Need Is Love. With the satellite broadcast being broadcast to many non-English-speaking countries, the BBC asked the Beatles to keep it simple. Speaking of John Lennon, 2011, John Lennon's handwritten lyrics for the 1967 song Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds sold for $237,000+. The sheet also contained the opening words to She's Leaving Home. It was speculated that the song was about the drug LSD, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. However, the Beatles denied this, with John Lennon saying the inspiration had come from a picture his son Julian had drawn of a classmate named Lucy Vaden, who died of the immune system disease lupus in 2009. So if you enjoy indie roots rock and rock and roll being produced in 2011, don't forget to support the sources. Support your bands. Buy their CDs and go to their concerts and thank them for making real rock and roll. So what will the next Roots Rock Radio show sound like? Well, you just have to tune in and find out. RRradio.com. You can listen on your iPhone, your iPad, or your other cell phones. Just go to the main page and there's a link there for all the shows. If you get a chance, shoot me an email. Let me know what you're planning for your Roots Rock Roll summer. No matter what anyone tells you, rock and roll is alive and kicking in 2011. You just have to know where to look for it. See you soon. This is Richard Taylor, signing out.